A reading from the book of the prophet Zephaniah. Shout for joy, O daughter Zion. Sing joyfully, O Israel. Be glad and exult with all your heart, O daughter Jerusalem. The Lord has removed the judgment against you. He has turned away your enemies. The King of Israel, the Lord, is in your midst. You have no further misfortune to fear. On that day it shall be said to Jerusalem, Fear not, O Zion, be not discouraged. The Lord your God is in your midst, a mighty Savior. He will rejoice over you with gladness and renew you in his love. He will sing joyfully because of you, as one sings at festivals. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
A reading from the letter of St. Paul to the Philippians. Brothers and sisters, rejoice in the Lord always. I shall say it again, rejoice. Your kindness shall be known to all. The Lord is near. Have no anxiety at all, but in everything, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, make your requests known to God. Then the peace of God that surpasses all understanding will guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. The word of the Lord.
The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. The crowds asked John the Baptist, What should we do? He said to them in reply, Whoever has two cloaks should share with the person who has none, and whoever has food should do likewise. Even tax collectors came to be baptized, and they said to him, Teacher, what should we do? He answered them, Stop collecting more than what is prescribed. Soldiers also asked him, What is it that we should do? He told them, Do not practice extortion, do not falsely accuse anyone, and be satisfied with your wages. Now the people were filled with expectation, and all were asking in their hearts whether John might be the Christ. John answered them all, saying, I'm baptizing you with water, but one mightier than I is coming. I'm not worthy to loosen the thongs of his sandals. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire. His winnowing fan is in his hand to clear the threshing floor and to gather the wheat into his barn. But the chaff he will burn with unquenchable fire. Exhorting them in many other ways, he preached good news to the people. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
These words are taken from the first reading that we heard proclaimed. On that day it shall be said to Jerusalem, Fear not, O Zion, be not discouraged. Hoping against hope. Probably one of the darkest days in the United States happened on September 11th, 2001, when the United States was attacked by terrorism. There are many different stories and accounts of what happened that day and people who were involved, such as EMTs. And there's one from such a man who was so moved in what he saw at Ground Zero. He was not there the day that it happened, but went the next morning to help. He was hoping that there'd be survivors, that they could get out of the rubble. He was hoping as well that they could reclaim and recover bodies. But he said he found no one who survived the attack, and there were very few bodies to reclaim. But they still searched nonetheless. But something that caught his eye, he was moved to tears. He saw there by itself was a cross. Two beams that had fallen from one of the towers landed right in the middle of this area and was almost a perfect cross. He said all he could do was fall on his knees and cry, thinking of all the people that died, all the people that suffered, the loved ones that were left behind. But he also said this became for him a sign of hope. A sign that indeed God is with them. We've been reflecting upon the first readings this Advent season and reflecting upon rays of hope that the prophets had given to the people at that time who were going through a very dark and terrible time. But what the prophets wanted to do was to assure them that God indeed is with them, that God had not abandoned them, and the future was yet to come, that God will fulfill his promise to bring salvation. Two Sundays ago, we heard from the prophet Jeremiah, who gave to the people the hope that one day a king would arise, a very powerful king, one that would fall in the line of King David. The people of Israel and Judah both respected a lot King David, even in his sinfulness, that he was a great king, and was hoping once again a king would restore the kingdom, two kingdoms to one, and would rule. Last Sunday, we heard the prophet Baruch say, "Take off that cloak of misery, that which keeps you in your sinfulness and which keeps you in misery, and put on the cloak of justice." The one who is to king, the newborn king, he would be the one to bring justice to all people. They wanted to know justice. They had been treated harshly, and they were looking for someone to come to restore justice. Now today we have Zephaniah in his proclamation, in his prophecy. He tells the people, he said that among you will come forth the Savior. God is looking at you and your heritage and the Savior that is to come. They knew that this king, the one who would bring justice, would be someone great and someone powerful they had never seen or heard of before. And now he would bring salvation to them. He would be their Savior. And it would come from among them. During this time, the kingdoms of Judah and Israel were treated so poorly. They had powerful adversaries all around them. When one would advance to take over another powerful nation, they would come right through their kingdoms, probably hustle people off into slavery to take their spoils. They were left with nothing. And so they knew nothing of foreign invaders. This was good news to them. These were rays of hope that God indeed was with them. When we began this Advent season, I said, I hope that what you would do is look among yourselves and look in our world today to see if you see rays of hope. We have lit now one more candle to our Advent wreath to tell us that indeed when Christ came, he brought light to the world. He brought hope to people, especially those who have been downtrodden and forgotten. When we celebrate Christmas, it should renew once again why God sent the Savior, to be King, to be Savior, and bring his justice to the world. Again, continue to look for those rays of hope. We all need to see him in the world today, a world that can be very much troubled and frightened by what we hear. But we know God is with us. God has not forsaken us. And God will come once again when Christ will come and his kingdom will reign and he will be without end. Let us see those rays of hope in the world to restore our trust in the Lord who will come and will come to save his people.